With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration is working on a new trade deal with Great Britain. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a joint press conference with Britain's prime minister, the president predicted that the two countries will come to terms on a very good trade agreement.
We could very well end up with a real trade deal where the tariffs wouldn't be necessary.
The president was asked if the prime minister had convinced him to skip threatened reciprocal tariffs.
He tried.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
The president has also signed an executive order designating English as the official language of the United States. Saturday's order allows government agencies and organizations that receive federal funding to choose whether to continue to offer documents and services in languages other than English. The executive order will rescind a mandate from former President Clinton. A FedEx plane has made an emergency landing following an engine fire by a bird strike.
Video on social media shows a FedEx plane with its right engine on fire flying into New Jersey's Newark Airport Saturday morning and landing safely just after it took off.
Probably about 700-800 feet is when the birds took out the right engine.
Audio of the pilot calling in a bird strike captured by liveatc.net. Air traffic control quickly clearing the runway.
Bird strike, number two engine was impacted. There were flames.
I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of Microsoft 365 customers have reported issues this weekend with services like Outlook. The company admits in a series of social media posts it's investigating, and there certainly was some kind of a problem. The outages reported from Microsoft 365 and Outlook peaked yesterday afternoon. Since then, it's been getting a bit better. This is SRN News. A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on television ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda, and big liberal groups are spending a lot of money to keep him off the Wisconsin court. That body is expected to hear cases this year involving abortion and redistricting. President Trump continues to reshape the Kennedy Center, the prestigious theater in Washington, D.C., that draws much of its support from taxpayers. Mr. Trump has removed some Kennedy Center board members and replaced them with people like Lee Greenwood, the country music icon. The president had expressed dissatisfaction with some of the events being put on at the center, including drag shows. Critics say a taxpayer-funded institution should not be promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. A hurricane-battered section of Interstate 40 in North Carolina reopened to traffic this weekend.
Months after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding last fall led to the roadway's closure, a 20-mile section on the North Carolina side of the border will enable a partial restoration of travel with eastern Tennessee. It's not a complete reopening, as large portions will only have one narrowed lane in each direction and a reduced speed limit, which will create delays initially. Repairs to resume full four-lane flow aren't expected to be completed until well into next year. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 2nd. It's the 61st day of 2025. The moon is waxing, evening stars, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, Saturn, Uranus, and Venus. On this date in history, 1836, Texas proclaims independence from Mexico. And on this date in 1983, the compact disc player is released in the U.S. This is SRN News.